Mahalten yet 3 weeks, Benim Tzorim. I'm Ben Achtishain, 9 days, the Shredish. Shem is very happy, Miyogan and Simcha. I'm going to be so near the Yemen. The Shams Shivis Panam Yiris, Chemik Beit Simcha Ches, brings down, he says that it was Chadoshim Mikar, it was a Naizach in his time. Just a little background, the Panam Yiris is from the Great Sachrinim. From over 200 years ago, all the Achrenim bring him down, the Kvegi even brings him down, that's how big he was. So the Kvegi brings down the Panam Yiris, Shamshu Panam Yiris. They all bring him down, it's from over 200 years ago. And the Panam Yiris writes, Zeh Chadosh Mikari, it was Naya Mais in his time that they started making, people started wearing on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av shoes that were not made out of leather. And they says, in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, so it's the Eagles to sandals, it's to his shoes. And in his time already, he says it was a Naya Zach that people started wearing shoes not made out of leather. He describes it, they used to make it out of material in those days. They didn't have synthetic, like we have today, or rubber, but they would make, he describes how they would take material and they would build the shoe, they would make the heel a little bit higher, try to make it a little more comfortable. And he talks about, is that mutter? It's also a shoe. Is the issa of wearing shoes, nigas the sandal, on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, is it dachka with leather, or is it any kind of shoe? Before that, the minig was they were nothing, abayim, socks, right. So this started in his time, and at the end of the tshuva, he goes to the Indian and he's machmeh. He says not to wear those shoes. This is brought down in the Shari Tshuva, Siman Tavkos Nun Dalet, Sifkat Nun Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down also over there in Siman Tavkos Nun Dalet, Sifkat Nun Lamed Dalet, and in Siman Tavresh Yud Dalet, Sifkat Nun Hey. L'chayr, this Panam Yiris is chumra on those shoes that they were putting together out of material. There'd be a kolshken, a kavachayma, our sneakers that people wear, sneakers without leather or Crocs today without leather. It's even more comfortable. It's mamash has the same comfort as shoes with leather, maybe even more comfortable. L'maisa, I saw in the Sefer Halicha Shleima, it's a Sefer of Likutim from Pesachim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said the Welt is noig to wear, I don't know if he had Crocs in his time, but they already had sneakers, maybe the old kids without leather. They used to wear shoes without leather on Yom Kippur. The belt was made on this. I believe there always were Yireim B'Shleimim. Even today we see, Goyisim mentioned, Tzadikim, that they're makbid on this. You see them standing the whole Yom Kippur without shoes also. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the belt basically is make on this. But Rav Shlomo Zalman does say that even though we're making Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av kedai to be machmeh. He didn't say, I don't think he said it was a chiyah to be machmeh, but he said it was kedai to be machmeh. He's machal between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The Sefer says that they don't know his reason. In the Chiyah Shlema he writes, it wasn't clear what Rosh Hashanah's reason was, why should be more machmeh on Tisha B'Av than Yom Kippur. And much as he tries to maybe explain the reason, but it's not really clear any special reason. I was thinking maybe in the Shulchan Sora, B'negei Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says, at the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, Dachayin Gimel Veiz, the Mishnah says, Yom Kippurim Osu B'Achinu V'Shtiyah B'Vechitzu V'Sichah V'Ningah S'Sandu V'Tash Samita. The Mishnah says, there's 5 Yinuyim on Yom Kippur. Achinu V'Shtiyah is one, Osu to eat and drink. Number 2 is V'Chitzah, Osu to wash. Number 3 is Sichah, more they used to, for an Einig, they used to smear themselves with oil. And Ningas Sandal, Yom Kippur also they didn't wear shoes, and Tashas Samita. Now, Achinu V'Shtiyah we know is the Raisa. What about the other three? I mean, the other four Yinuyim? So, Pashid, you learn this Mishnah, the Mishnah puts them all together. It sounds like they're all the same, they're all the Raisa. The Gemara in Yuma Dafayim Vav, Amaral says, Hani Chamish Yinuyim Kenegami. These 5 Yinuyim, where do we learn them out from? Kenegami. And the Gemara says, Amar Chizda Kenegad Hei Yinuyim Shabbatayah, because it says the word Inui 5 times in the Pashid Yom Kippur. Loshon of Inui 5 times. So, Lubus Mashmas of Joshua the Raisa. There's 5 things that's also in Yom Kippur. Aval Lamaisa Kamat Alo Yishayim say, that all the other Yinuyim are Rabbanon. The only Yisra the Raisa is Achim V'Shtiyah. There's one Das Yochid that's Chalon. The Tesis Yishanim in Yuma Dafayim Gimel, Taka has started to say that all the Yinuyim are the Raisa. He is Mechalik that Achim V'Shtiyah will be a Chiv Karas. The other Yinuyim don't have a Chiv Karas. But Tesis Yishanim wants to say that the other Yinuyim are the Raisa. Santa Tesis Yishanim. So I was thinking, actually, can Zayin Achimim Midgay this? If you say that, like the Tesis Yishanim, that Ningas Sandal is the Raisa, that means it's a drasha. This drasha of Hani Chamishi Nuyin Kenegami, that we're going down from the five Nuyin Shabbatayr, is a Chayos Deraisa. Even though we have to understand the drasha, the Torah, even according to this drasha, it's only like a remez from the five things of the Inu. It doesn't say what the five things are. So in Chayos, if you take the Shanim, it was like a Kabbalah, maybe Al Chomash Mesinai, what the five Inuyim are. And the remez in the Torah is from the fact that it says five Inuyim. It doesn't say Klo what they are, but the
Chayos. Why do we call it?
You have to go through the Sishanim. Because I guess the chorus is only written on the Inu of Echin Vashtiya. In fact, the Torah says four more Inuim, it says Inu four more times. No, you're right. I hear what you're saying. Maybe the chorus is only written on one Inu. One of the five Inuim. I have to see the Sishanim again inside. But that's clear. There's no zich, no chorus on everything else. You want to be medayik, the Mishnah in. The Mishnah Krista says, it says 36 Krista, one of them is Oichel B'Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah Malkus says that there's Malkus on Malkus is on Oichel V'Yisra Malach B'Yom Kippurim. Maybe you can read that from there, that the Issa, the Reis is only on Achila. Or you could say that Mishnah is Kol everything in Achila. It's Kol all the Inuim in Achila. But upon him, that's just Shem Shita. But if you learn that Ningas Sand was deraisa, like the Tesis Shanim, then actually you can say as far that maybe mideraisa, you can say that this is only on a Naal of the Torah. If there's a Kabbalah, Chumash Mesinai, that not to wear Naal, not to wear Shu, then the Naal will be a Naal of the Torah. What's a Naal of the Torah? We find a Naal of the Torah in Yivamis, Tafkaf Alnaf, Amar Alnaf, and the Siyah goes right to Kaf Beis and Beis. The Mishnah says that Chalitza, Min HaTorah, has to be with a Naal Shel R. You have to use dafka, a shoe that's made out of ar. That's the Feresh Mishnah. They have a chalitza, if someone's nifted without children, Rechman's son, and the nifted's brother has to do chalitza, the man that takes off his shoe, the Torah says, you do the whole pasha of chalitza, over there the Mishnah's the Feresh has to be a sandal sha'ar. There's a Mishnah Baita that says, b'di'evid, you can use a sandal sha'eitz, so over the Gemara's maskon is, the sandal sha'eitz has to be mechup of ar, has to be at least covered with ar. For chalitza, you have to have a leather shoe. Another shoe. And the Gemara runs it out from Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Van Lecha Tochash. Says Yecheskel Novi was talking about reminding the Yidden of what they went through in the Midbar, how the Eibishter gave them shoes. And Lecha Tochash, the Eibishter Brev Tuvai, gave the Yidden shoes in the Midbar, was made out of the Tochash. And the Tochash was leather. So since the Torah says Van Lecha Tochash, and you see from there that a shoe in the Torah is made out of R, so we're going out of there. Wherever you see now, wherever you see a shoe in the Torah, it'll also be has to be documented out of R. Even though this Lechor didn't derisa that Chalitza need a shoe made out of R, and Lechor Yikides Akasha, how can we learn now from Pasuk Yecheskel? We know we don't learn any dinim derisa from Navi. So how can we learn now from Pasuk Yecheskel? I think Pshat is, it's not Mamash a Limud from the Pasuk Yecheskel, it's more of a Gilui Milsa. The Torah is showing you what the type of the word is. You see, what does the word Naal mean in Lashon HaKadosh? In Lashon HaKadosh, we see from Yecheskel, and in Lecha Tochash, that I gave you shoes made out of Tochash, you see that a shoe has to be made out of leather. So Zayvi the Gemara, I think we have some Bachman over here, the Gemara of a Kamath, Beis on the Bay, says, V'hai me'elafu, gimme mil-sabamahu. You remember that Gemara? That it sounds like the Gemara is a kasha. How could you go now? The Gemara went to Halacha, they also from Navi. From Tanakh. And the Gemara says, it's not a Melech, it's Gimel Milsabama. That you can learn out from Tanakh. So here also, we're learning out from the Vananas Matochash that Taish of a shoe is made something out of R. There's a Gemara that for Bezim and Bezim Yivam, it's in Perek Mitzvah Chalisa. The Gemara asks, if you're learning out from that Pasuk what a shoe means, that the Taish of a shoe is, went down from an alacha tochash. In fact, the Gemara aim a tochash aim media cleaning loy. Maybe you need dafka now made from a tochash. That's the only thing that you could use for chalitza. So the Gemara answers now not riba. The Torah says now twice to be maba other things. So aim now I would think that you maba any kind of shoe even not made out of bar. Then the Gemara says but what's this tochash? So we learn from tochash has to be a whole pochus made out of bar, but not dafka should be made out of a tochash. I was trying to understand a little bit.
We're going to get this one. It doesn't sound like a Gili anymore. It sounds like one of the Joshua.
But the Gilui is the Chapachas are made of R. And after the Gilui tells you that the word Nal means Sheltachash, the Rebbe comes to tell you it could be anything. I was just trying to say a little bit, it's not the biggest kasha, but this is where the Havmina. The Gemara says, Eimer Tachashem Midiach Vinigoi. Why should Chalitza be Dafka from a Nal Sheltachash? What's the difference? I mean, I can understand that there's a limud that a Nal for Chalitza has to be made out of R. Leather shoe is if it's a chashivas. If it's not made out of leather, it's lacking the chashivas. But once it's made out of leather, it might not mean what kind of leather. Why should it be a havmin? It should be dafka tachash. Just going out from there, it should be shor. Why dafka tachash? So I was thinking, I saw that there's the Rabbah Galateria, the Sefer Rabbah and Chumash, we find the tachash from another place, in Pashas Truma. Pashas Truma says that they made from Arisat Chashim, they made a mikhsa for the oil. But the oil was covered with a mikhsa from Arius of Tachashim. And the Rabag says over there that the reason why the Torah said you should make from Arius of Tachashim because Arius of Tachashim are Mufcharim B'Yaisa. The best leather is the leather from a Tachashim. And he brings a riot to it from this Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says the Eibishter gave shoes to the in the Midbar, he said, Vanelcha Tachash. Why Dafka Tachash? But he says the Eibishter wants to give you the best shoes. You want to wear the best shoe, you get a shoe made out of a Tachash. That's the best shoe. So according to Sobag, we could be a bit of mamtik to have a mina. So the have a mina is that when the Haich of Na'al in the Torah means not stam, it means the best shoe. The Sobag says the best shoe was a shoe made of a tachash. So that's why it was a have a mina, you can't use anything less than that. If the tachash would be in the same leather like everything else, that was my kasha. But that should be, it should be a chilk, even in the have a mina. But from the Sobag, you could basically mamtik that was the have a mina. From this havmin in the Gemara that a chalitza you need dafka the Gemara the havmin it has to be a nal shel tachash, a shoe has to be made of a tachash. Achares the kasha in Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash and Pashas Truma over there is the Rashi that says when they made the oil moed from the mikhsa of the oil moed at tachashim. It's like Rashi tachashim min chaya. It's a type of a chaya. But lo chayseil in l'shah. The Shuk of Rashi and Chumash that says that the tachash was only created that time for the Binyan Hamikdash. And it didn't remain after that. So according to Rashi, if the tachash didn't remain after that, how could the Gemara have a havamin of Be'im Mishal Tachash Dafka, Midiachinioi? How could the Gemara have a havamin? How could we say that the havamin of Achlis is a Achlis of Tachash? Tachash does not exist. It was only in times of the Bini Mikdash. What would every Yavama do? She would sit around and wait up against the Chalitza? Chalitza Kashin Rashi. So the Teretz is a Mizrahi that on Chumash. Zachim and Rishonim is a different kashan Rashi. He is the kashan Rashi from the pasuk in Yecheskel. How can Rashi say that tchoshim of the Mishkan le'nivu on l'shoa? We find the pasuk in Yecheskel that the tchoshim were around all 40 years in the Midbar, that they've made shoes out of them all 40 years. To me, I think he should ask my kasha. Why the Mizrahi ask my kasha that how could you have a havmin of chalitza being from a tachash of the tchoshim only fisher? But he is this kasha. How could Rashi say that the tachash of
the
I was thinking that the most posh teretz I would think would mean that the tachash was only lefi shah b'shas binyan hamikdash, but that time when they had the chashim to make the mikhs of the amoyed, they also made shoes, and it's not the pshat that they had to make new shoes for the full 40 years. You didn't got shoes that day. Everyone got shoes that day, and those shoes remained for 40 years. This majushim that the begodim and abalu, the clothing grew with the children and remained. So maybe also, what's the Mizrahi's kasha? The Mizrahi's their aim, one of the Rishonim. The Maisi doesn't answer this. The Mizrahi says two different tirtzim. One tirtz he said that shnei mini tchashim hayu, two different types of tchashim. The tchash that was used for the Mishkan, that was only lefisha. That's what Rashi's saying. That never existed again. But then there was another tachash that remained the whole 40 years in the Midbar, and from that they had shoes. So according to that we can find Farakash also on Rashi. That Rashi is saying the tachash that was used for the Mishkan, that was in the Lefisha. But the tachash that the Gemara have in the Shabiv Chalitza, that was from the other tachash, because that remained the whole time. Then the Rambam says another teretz, also someone here said this teretz, that maybe when Rashi said the tachash was lefisha, he meant lefisha the 40 years. The whole 40 years in the Midbar, he calls lefisha. So that was the tachash that they had for the Mishkan. That was the tachash of a nalacha tachash that they had for shoes in the Midbar. And Rashi calls them lefisha the whole 40 years, but then we would be back to our kasha. So how could he have a havmin that chalitza should be from a tachash, because that did not remain after the 40 years. Okay. Bakoponim, according to this Rishonim that holds that this Ninyan Sasam V'Yom Kippur is Deraisa, and they were saying it's like a Shukah Kabbalah, Loch Mashmi Sinai, and with the remnants in the Torah, you could say that the Torah only asks it in the Na'al of the Torah. And what's the Na'al? What's the shoe of the Torah? We see by Chalitza, a shoe means a shoe of made out of leather. It has to be Dakha Sha'or. And if it's a custom, you don't need to be cautious, i.e., sneakers, Crocs, other kind of shoes that are just as comfortable, maybe more comfortable, because it's there's a custom. Once there's a custom, you don't need such cashes. If it's the right, so then we can fend for the cashes very good. That the whole issa is only on a Na'al Sha'ar. But right, right, well, but but you can learn the Tetzis Shem again, like you were saying, the drasha doesn't really show you what the five inuim are. So the five inuim you have to say is exactly the cause of. So kem and zog. Okay. Then we back up. I'm trying to answer the kasha, but the teretz could be that you could say it's for the exact cause of an anal. Then we say that's what the Torah asked, not more than that. So but kasha still remains by Tisha, but maybe by Tisha but they compare to Yom Kippur. They go as a zavi, whatever is asim kippah should be asim Tisha B'Av also. We find the same heinuyim on Tisha B'Av. Maybe the go is to be the same heinuyim. But the real kasha is according to all the other rishonim. All the other rishonim that hold that nias sandals the rabbanon poshiv the rabbanon made it. It's not exactly the cost of the rabbanon. Then poshiv the rabbanon made it for the discomfort of the should be an inui. If the rabbanon made it for the discomfort, then lechayir the panmiyus is right. That's lechayir the svar of the panmiyus. So he's going with the rishonim that hold it's the rabbanon. And it's the Rabbanan made they wanted the person to have inui, wanted to have this discomfort. So Pashtus, he says, it's lav dafka sha'or. It could be any kind of shoe. And that's we're going to answer that the Chazal, when they made the takana, maybe we could say they made the takana to be fought in the Na'al of the Torah, what's called Na'al of the Torah. And the way we're explaining now, a Na'al of the Torah is linked out by Chalitza, is dafka sha'or. And on these things we say, Havudun le'loitzef halah, as the Gemara says in other places, that we're not moistef on what Chazal asked. But this Shikul Vos from Shem Zalman, that he wants to see Mechal, Shem Zalman Erebach, he wants to see Mechal between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that still needs to be understood. Why should you be more machmir on this point of Miyus on Tisha B'Av more than Yom Kippur? So the emphasis is, we have to understand that there's a Yisoyis Tegachilak between the Inui of Yom Kippur and the Inui of Tisha B'Av. The Inui of Yom Kippur is an Inui of Tshuva and Kapara. Yom Kippur is the day which Etzmiyim is Machapah, we're looking for Kapara. But Kapara, the only Inuyim is to have a Kapara from the pain. From the pain, we should have a Kapara from it. Mashenkin on Tisha B'Av, it's not Inuyim of Kapara, the Inuyim of Inuyim on Tisha B'Av is Inuyim of Avelos. It's a whole different Musag, it's the Musag of Avelos, Avelos on the Churban. My uncle Michal Slangyaran, he said over here from Bishabeth in Boston one time that there's a Piyat Bisei on Yom Kippur of the Sohu in Musaf in Eskara, after the Avodah, we say over the Maestro the Sohu Gemalchus. And this same Piyat, we say it's a Kina on Tisha B'Av also. On Tisha B'Av it's the Kina of Azi and Avani. We also mention the Sohu Gemalchus. So Bishabeth said, if you look closely in your Medayik, you'll see the whole Nusach is a little bit different. The Nusach on Yom Kippur is the Nusach of Kapara. It's a geda, as Zoe Vidi Mor says, Mor Kotten Dach Chavches, and Rashi brings in a Chumash, and Pash Chukas, Mises Tzadikim Mechaperes. On Yom Kippur, we're looking for Kapara, so we mentioned the Sari Yogi Malchus, as in Yinava, we should have a Kapara, Mises Tzadikim is Mechapa. Mashen Kein on Tisha B'Av, the Nusach of Azi and Levonin is the Nusach of Avelos, it's more than Nusach of Avelos, he said, put down the Gemara in Rashan, Dach Yiches, the Gemara says, Koshem Yisosin Shal Tzadikim, Kachubim Beis Nalakenu. So as maybe we're being misabon on the Chubin, it's the time to be misabon on the Tzadikim also. Because these are two separate inyanim, the inyan of Tisha B'Av and the inyan of Yom Kippur. If they're two separate inyanim, then already Efshkem and Feshtein, for the inyan of the Kapara, we're not, for some reason, maybe we're not so makbid, and for the inyan of Avelos, that's what Shem Zalman felt, it's getting a bit more to be machma. Still a bit of to understand. But I want to say over, there's another sefer somebody put out, Shar Maimoy, a beautiful sefer. It's also, it's a second sefer, Likutim from Pesachim of Shem Zalman Aribach. And in that sefer, Perek Tzav Dalad, he has a shtickly called Chidushei Agoda. It's maybe a shmuz of Shem Zalman says, a little bit different than a standard shmuz. But he talks about, in that Chidushei Agoda, Shem Zalman says a svara, why you could be Mekel, and we are Menolim that are not Avar. Shem Zalman starts off with a beautiful kasha. He has a kasha, and Birchas Hashacha, one of the brachas we say, is She'osel Yikotzaki. The Eibishter gave me all my needs. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach says that this is going on the Inglas Menalim. When you put on your shoes, that's when you make the Bracha. Shosli Hutzaki. Hashem gave me everything, he gave me even shoes. Effective Shem Zama, a beautiful Kasha. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chavtes, Lo'ilam Yimka Odom Koma Shiesh Le'vi Yikne Menalim Leralago. Person should sell everything he has and make sure he has shoes for his feet. If you have to pick the most important thing a person needs in this world, the Gashmi is his shoes. That's the number one thing a person needs. Plus, a person to live, he has to be able to walk, and to be able to walk and not ruin his feet, he has to have shoes. That's the most important thing a person has to have. So, the fact of Shema Zaman, first pass the bracha of Sha'asli Kotzaki on your number one need, on the first thing you need. Pasha the Loshin of the bracha is, Hashem gave me everything I need, it goes on everything. It goes even on the last thing. If a person has a face, 100 tzachim, 100 things that he needs, and when he gets his number one thing, and that's it, you're not going to make a bracha that you give me everything. You can say, Hashem, give me my biggest thing. But you make the bracha, Shasli Kotzaki, when I got even number 100, even the smallest thing I need, I got even that, you say, Shasli Kotzaki. First step is this bracha should be on the number one thing you need. It's he finished. It's a Shein HaKash, it's a Fevich Shem Zaman. So he said, half of the Gateres, he said, there's a Shloch HaKadosh. I'll say in the part where the Shulah goes through Bechaz Shacha, where he writes B'Shem Moire the Mashal, B'Shem Zerbi the Mashal, says a Naya Pshat in this Bracha. A whole different Havana in what the Bracha of Shasal Nikotzaki is. He says like this, he says in Chassidus they speak about this a lot, about Tani mentions the number of times. In the Bria, there's four Madregas. There's a Doimim, a Tzemeach, Chayu, Medaba. A daimim means a simple inanimate object like stones or the earth, something that it is the way it is, has no chiyus, like stones, like rocks. It doesn't grow. That's a daimim. The next madrig on top of it is tzemeach. Tzemeach is, there's a bit of chiyus to it, is plants and trees, things that grow. Something that grows is on top of that. The next madrig is a chai in the Bria. Chai is something that has some life to it, animals, birds, maybe shartzim, fish. That's the next madriga, chai. And the highest madriga in the Bria is Madaba. Madaba is a chai who has the kriyach adiba. That's man. When the Shulah Kodesh says that each one is showing that the Moshul rules on the one underneath it. The bottom thing on the ladder is a daimim, rocks in the earth, they don't control anything. But the tzemeach, which is next, the plants and the trees, they're showing that the daimim, because they get nourishment from the earth. The tree and the plants and the grass, they pull from the earth. So they take, they shaylet, they rule over the daimim, they use it. The next madriga, the chai, is shaylet on the tzemeach. The animals, the balei chayim, they eat the plants. So they're shaylet on the plants. And the highest madriga is the medaba. The medaba is human being, he eats and he can be mishamash with, he can use the animals, the balei chayim. So he's the highest madriga. So the Shulah Kodesh, the way a person shows his shlita, and that he's moshul, that he rules over the Baal HaChayim, the highest form of showing his shlita is wearing shoes. When you machshit the ar, you take a Baal Chai, you skin it, and you take the skin, and you make shoes out of it, and you walk with it, that's showing that you shaylet on the chayest, on the animals. And when you wear shoes, that's the highest way of showing that the Eibishter gave, the Medaba, the Eibishter gave people the Koyach to be moshul and to rule over the chayest, and mainly they rule over the entire Bria. That the Medaba, if he rules over the Chai, then he rules over the Tzemeach, and he rules over the Daimon. As a Mela, Zakh the Shulah Kodesh, that's tied to the Bracha. It's a whole different Havana, maybe could I think about it. First makes the Bracha, Sha'asli Kotzaki, when he puts on shoes, because right now, the Eibush is showing him, Hashem gave me all my needs, he got me be Shulet on all the Chayis, and the Tzemeach, and the Daimon. That's what this Bracha means. That's a Mela, it's not a question of making Bracha on the number one need a person has, or the first need a person has, or the last need, or all his needs. It's fan for the kasha. The movement of this bracha, according to Shulah Kodesh, is that Shasli Kotzaki, the Eibushter gave me the shlita on everything else in the Bria, on the chai, the doimim, and tzemeach. The fizev, Shem Zalman wanted to be meisif for derech jurish, we could explain the Indian that it's also to go with shoes in Makom Kodesh, as Levi Beis HaMikdash, or the pasuk in Shemois, the pasuk says, "Moshe bein Yishal na lechem aglecha ki makom shat daim merong avad naskei deshu." The Indian could be when a person goes into makom kodesh, it's not a time to show that he's shaylet on the whole bria. If a kid, you should go in b'achna, you should go in with a nevis, you should go in with extra achna. Don't go in showing that ich bin shaylet on the chayis and tzemeach and on daim. That's where you take off your shoes. Now, Fizeb, Shemazan wants to say, also, B'derech Jewish, this could be the Indian of Dinah Sassand on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. It's a whole new movement. The movement is, on Yom Kippur is also to be coming, it's Achsim, it's Yom Adin, Yish coming with Achna. Tisha B'Av is time of availing us. It's not a time to show that Ich bin Shoyim of the Briya. That's the whole Indian. So you don't come in with leather shoes because you don't want to show that you're sharing it on the Briya and you're sharing it on the Chai, on the Tzemeach, on the Daimim. It's time to take off your shoes. What? Is a Mela, according to this, will be Dafka Minu Sha'ar. The whole issue will be, it's not a question, this is not an Indian of Inuit. It's not an Indian of painting yourself or to be just uncomfortable. When you wear, you could, what? Because the Shalach Kodesh says that shows more than anything that you're showing up and everything. From everything, when you skin an animal and you make shoes and you walk on it, that shows more than anything that you're showing up. That's why in that we make the Rosh Hashanah Gezogi. Yes. It's after the Shalach Kodesh. And Shem Zalman is used, he doesn't say it on Yom Kippur and Tishra of Nigel Sandal. Shem Zalman is saying this. So according to this reason, that would be another reason why the real Is would only be Menolim of Ar.
Wait a minute,
it's not under. Not Kol Oil? Not Kol Oil? Not Kol Oil? Oh, he says, I forgot to say that. By Vengos also is not a time to...
It's still more, but it's not only
you're like an animal. An animal also we put in the street.
Yeah, the Shem Zalman is also Ma'isif. This would also be a reason why Avelim take off their shoes. Because there's a Pasuk in Kehelas. Listen to this. Pasuk in Kehelas. Katatuches. Pasuk says, Ve'ain shiltim b'yem ha'mavis. Like I said, there's a Pasuk in Kehelas. Ve'ain shiltim b'yem ha'mavis. The day of Mavis is not a day to show shiltim. That's maybe I'll be Jewish where we take off the shoes then also. Okay, but the Rem is, the time of b'yem ha'mavis is not time to be show shiltim. But of course, this whole shtickle from Shem Zalman, it looks like he was sebedach Jewish, not la halacha. And halacha the ma'isa, I think Dengam knows that we only come here to talk and learning, and it's not halacha ma'isa. Yes, but he said quite a show came in Zogin, but I think he's saying sebedach Jewish.
Why would you say that?
That's what Shem Zalman's Jewish. His Jewish is always like halacha, like to me. But the ma'isa, I don't want to say halacha ma'isa based on this. Okay. Just to speak a little bit more, and in Yoni Bein Mitzarim, right? So there's another Santa Zach in Halicha Shleima. The Shem Zalman said, people, I think maybe some people make a mistake. They think that the halacha is not to buy things on that need a shachianu in the 3 weeks. Some people think this is to buy. You're not going to buy anything that needs you make a shachianu on. Shem Zalman said it's not true. Shem Zalman said there's no issue to buy anything. You can go shopping in the 3 weeks. The issue is to put it on, to wear it. But you could buy a new suit, but if a person makes a shachianu a new suit, he should not put it on and not make a shachianu. And he says, Bemis is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, it's been Tokuf Nanal, as Scott Membe says, the whole issa is, what's the issa not to buy something new? The issa is, Magen Avraham says, because it's not right to make a bircha shachianu and say a nusuch of shachianu mikimen vigyanu lazman hazeh. You don't want to say shachianu lazman hazeh that this time, when it's the time of the 3 weeks, the time of the Chorban. So, Dr. Shem Zalman, the whole issa is making the bracha. There's no issa in the actual buying, which is a shukal, I think maybe shukal chiddush. I was thinking shukal raya to it, because we would find, for example, if a person has two peiris in front of him, one peiri needs a shachianu, and one peiri doesn't need a shachianu. Moshe, let's say, has a ta'ina fig in front of him, and he has watermelon. And this person loves watermelon. He enjoys watermelon much more than figs. What's the lacha? He can not eat the watermelon and enjoy it, and he's also eating the fig. I was pshat, this he enjoys much more than that. The teretz is, the whole issa is the shachianu. But it's really not in Gansel Raya, because from that sugin, even if a person enjoys, let's say, watermelon avatiach more than a fig, but there's something about Hanah's Chiddush. There's something special Hanah from having a Zav HaChodesh that he didn't have all year, maybe that's what the Torah said. Agav, as I mentioned, I think it's also some people may make a toast about this, but in Pesachim Mishteh, the Indian of Shachion on Peiris is not just something you didn't eat all year. The Indian of Shachion on Peiris is a Peiris that wasn't Motzei in your Medina the whole year, that it wasn't found, it wasn't around. Today, Kamat, every peri is around the whole year. Even in the winter, we could get summer fruits. They bring it in, they fly it in from the tropics. So Kamat, there's no shachian on peris today. So another chiddush in that sefer from Shlomo Zalman, he said over that this of music on Bimei Mitzorim is only music, shira, which is ma'ir l'rikud. It's only fast music that's ma'ir a person to dance. Of a slow music, which is hegishtik, And it's not married person's name, it's Takamutta. That's the kula, which I don't think developed as knowing such a kula, but that's what they say over Shem Hashem Zaman. Okay, a few more interesting offices I saw over there was Shem Hashem Paskin that L'tzirch Shidduchim, for Shidduch, a girl is not to take a haircut. A girl wants to have a haircut a certain way to look nice, L'tzirch Shidduch, Shem Hashem Zaman is Mekel. And his mocha is because he quotes a different Panamiris. The Shanshu's Panamiris, Chal Gimel, Seif Simon, Amazayan, he brings down the Machoikas Rishonim. It seems mostly Shem, the Ram, the Rif, and the Beis of hold that the whole Issa Taspiris on Aveinus is only for men, not for women. Rishonim says, no Issa Taspiris cutting hair for women. So there are more Takachayim, there are more holes that women should not cut their hair by Aveinus, also not. But since most Rishonim say by Avengus there's no Issa Taspiris for women, Zakhar Shem Zalman, Koshkein, Vim, Mitzarim, there would be no Issa. And for Nitzar Hashidach, he could be Mekel. That what? Right. Well, that's the Tzarech, that mitzvah. He does talk about also his halach in the 9 days, it's usa to wear Big Day Shabbos. The person's nicest clothing that he has set aside for Shabbos, he should not wear those on in the 9 days. So Shem Zalman says, even for Pagisha Shidduch, someone's meeting someone for a Shidduch, he says, Chachinga, they should not wear Big Day Shabbos. But he says, if you have something nice, some Big Day Chol, they should wear that. But he says, if they feel they don't have something nice enough in Big Day Chol, they can be Mekel. Talks about a Bris Mila, the Pesachim say, that by Bris, the father, the Aviyah Ben, and the son, they're going out to wear Big Day Shabbos, the Salacha. For them, even the 9 days, no one else, just the father and the son. If Shem Zalman wants to say the same thing to Zayda. The Zayda is also going to wear Big Day Shabbos, and also Achiyah Tinuk, even the brother of the baby is going to wear Big Day Shabbos. Now, why the Zayda? He doesn't explain the reason, but there's a Chus Kivega, and I'm hoping we'll get to learn one of these weeks. There's Chus Kivega in Suman Beis, where he explains that the special chiv of a father to mal his kid, the same chiv goes on via ben, goes on the grandfather also. There's a man on the via ben is as every the father by a bris also. That's how I can understand. But why he's makel for Achia Tinek, the brothers to be a big Shabbos, that I don't know. He says over the Santa Magen Avraham in some Tavkuf Samaches Sifkan Hey, he brings some Machoikas, but he says Yeshayim that Sudas Chnukas Abayis is a mitzvah. To make a Chnukas Abayis it's not garnish, it's a Magen Avraham. It's like a mitzvah to make that Suda. And if he's there, Shem Zalman wanted to say Mikadin, you can make that Suda in the 9 days, because the Alach is you can make a Suda mitzvah in the 9 days. You make a Siyim, Chaykiv even if Leishiks. But Shem Zalman says the Velt is not to wait till after the 9 days. I can understand that Chnukas Abayis is not something people do in the 9 days. He talks about tzuah chanolim, shining shoes on the 9 days. His lashon is the is not bara. This is not clear. There's a shayla. Basically, Shem Zalman saying there's a shayla if you could shine shoes on the 9 days. What's the shayla? So I was thinking the shayla is that similar to kavisas begadim, similar to washing clothes, maybe just like the is to wash clothes, maybe it's an is to shine shoes. But the Shem Zalman says the covered Shabbos and tzachzuch and karagel. He said for covered Shabbos you can shine your shoes. He talks about make a what? A chayyon. People make shachayon on that? I don't think so. I don't think we do. I hear, but for some reason I don't think anyone does. So berchitza on the 9 days, he's got a gans machmir, and he says there are teirim if a person has extra lichluch, he's dirty, if it's maybe a reich. But for Shem Tzah, just if a person feels a Tzah, some people they feel very uncomfortable not doing rechitza, not taking a shower, says you should not be mekel for that. Just because the person's in Tzah is not a hetta. I saw Shane Zach this recently. I know someone, he's a bit elderly mensch, and he's a big bentayer here in Stadt, and I know he goes swimming every night. He's not healthy. I never spoke to him better, but he seems he's not very healthy. He's definitely very overweight. He's like over 100 pounds overweight. And he seems to go, and especially that he goes swimming every night for his exercise, especially for his health. So I have to ask him, tell me, did you get a hetter for the 9 days? Mustam, you know, this is the only exercise you're able to do, and you need it for your health. Mustam, they would give you a hetter for swimming. So he answered me that, you know, I didn't ask. And he says, I'm sure if I would ask and I explain to them my whole matzah to tell me, yes, you could go swimming. But he says, I don't want to ask. He told me that he doesn't feel he's on the madrega to be misabel on the chub in the way he should. And Panimius, he doesn't really feel he's on the madrega to be misabel. He says, the whole pachas, let me do the halachas. if I'm not going to be noyig the dinim of the 9 days, not to go swimming, how am I going to bechal prav of the 9 days? He wanted to be prav of the 9 days. I mean, so it was very nostalgic from the tamimus in his answer. It's very similar to what the Rav was speaking about this Shabbos. Shem Zaman also says that the minig is not to wash the floors on the 9 days. This I don't think we heard of. But he says the minig is not to wash the floors. This is if it's muluchach mamish, it's mamish dirty. He said then you could wash it, but he said on Kavod Shabbos he says you could wash the floors, but do not use chamei nikah. Do not use any cleaning agents. Just simple water. What's the issue? He doesn't say, but I think maybe he holds washing the floors is similar to kvisis begadim. It's similar to washing clothing. You don't wash the floors. I don't think that we have such a zach that we heard of such a thing. Right. 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 It could be maybe he's talking about Eretz-Yisrael. We have sponges up against the chash of zach. The sponge in Eretz-Yisrael is a big thing. Maybe in America it's different. I don't think we have this. One more thing he mentions is Matzoi Shabbos. You should know there's an Indian to wear big day Shabbos. Maybe not everybody knows this, but it's to be a big day Shabbos. The covenant of Shabbos continues Matzai Shabbos, and it's to be a big day Shabbos. So, Zakta of Shem Zaman, Matzai Shabbos Chazoin, in the 9 days, you should take off the big day Shabbos right away, because for that you don't have a heta.
What about
Erev Shabbos? I don't know. He doesn't say. Yeah, but it was definitely to be Mabbos Shabbos. Right. Even if Shamzam, what he's saying, Matzosha, I'm not sure the Mamasha could pay the minute after Abdullah, the person should run to take off the Big Day Shabbos. So it just means, like, you know, don't go out with Big Day Shabbos the way people normally do. Like, see them with the Shayim on Matzosha Shabbos, don't go out with the Shayim on Matzosha Shabbos. If you take a person with a tie on Matzosha Shabbos, special cover Matzosha Shabbos, don't wear a tie. I got to die to remember. What? Everyone knows the halacha, the havdong on the 9 days. Now, we don't make havdong on wine. But pashur and hegel, people could pashur forget. Just try to remember that we don't make havdong on wine. I believe in Mitzvah Shabbos Chazayin. I think the best thing is grape juice. Some people give it to kids to drink, but the best thing, and even the grape juice, who should drink it? It's not so pashur. They drink, make a thong on wine?
Grape juice
for sure, right? And they drink it. I think so, right? I'm going to in Yoni Tisha B'Av. This is Santa Shaila. It has to do with the sugi we were learning the past few weeks on Krishna. We said over, the Mishnah says in Barakas, Tafyidim Beis, and the Gemara says that if you daven if there's my Krishna, first it says Krishna on time, and he's davening if there's my Krishna, he still says Bechus Krishna, and he's not master the Barakas. And Krishna itself, he says, also it's Kakari B'Tayra. It's Kakari B'Tayra's lost in the Mishnah. So some people are clarifying, can you do this on Tisha B'Av? The person wants to daven late on Tisha B'Av, they say Krishna before his man, now daven late. How is he allowed to say Krishna? It's Kakari B'Tayra. It's also to say Tungan Tayra on Tisha B'Av. So how could you say Krishna? So B'Shem Zaman, the nice is Mekel. He says, it's not really, even though the Mishnah calls it Kakari B'Tayra, but it's really Derech Tefillah. I think he means that you're coming to daven, you're not coming to learn.
You don't say kabbonis?
That's the same reason that you let us say by heart. So he says, I'm going to say okay, that's it. They said some people wanted to ask
them,
but maybe
it's that. What about
kabbonis?
What about
kabbonis?
I don't know. So that's the same. No, so what does that ask me more than kabbonis?
Yeah, that we say, right? He's asking why do we say Be'el Dvarim, the part that we say on Bechaz Tayer.
Right.
Why we say Derech Tfilah, we say, yeah, he says another but also, what about saying Tehillim on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av you can't learn, regular, it's hard to learn maybe the Sugis now holding by, then you're on Tisha B'Av, and then you're on the other Yom that you're not going to learn. So what about saying Tehillim? Shlomo Zalman says, no, you should not say Tehillim. Tehillim is an Issa Zavig Nanitari. He does say, if a person has a Hegel every day, a minute every day, he says a certain amount of Prokham. So he says, 5 Kapitlach Tehillim every day, or 2 Kapitlach, whatever he says every day. Whatever you say every day, you can say in Tisha B'Av. Because you have extra time, you want to sit down and say an extra hour to Tehillim, that you cannot do. And I think it's the same Svar. Whatever you say every day, whatever is your Hegel, your Kviyas of Tehillim, that's B'derech Tefillah, that's B'derech Davening. But whatever you want to do extra, it's a Zavig Shtigl Kari B'Tayra, it's a Zavig Shtigl that you should not do. The sons of Bar Mitzvah boy, there's many Bar Mitzvahs on Tisha B'Av. Kids are born on Tisha B'Av the same amount as they're born every single day of the year. So there should be the same amount of Bar Mitzvah boys on Tisha B'Av as every day of the year. So boy has a Bar Mitzvah on Tisha B'Av, she get an aliyah. Yes. Roshem Zalman says, Beri should get the Aliyah by Mincha, not by Shachas, the sun. Push it off the Eftach HaTzayif. Because he says, B'zman the Aliyah, it's a Simcha, it's a Simcha for the father, some fathers make a Baruch Shef HaChani. He says, not something to do before HaTzayif, push it off the Eftach HaTzayif. It's not the Halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, in Erechaim, some Tavkos and Tess, of Zion, the Machar brings 2 days about a Mila, same thing, if you have Bismil on Tisha B'Av. The first day is that you mal if the davening and if the kinnis before chatzos. As soon as you finish davening and kinnis, even before chatzos, right away you do the mingle. The second day is no, you wait till after chatzos. So things are a little more kal on Tisha B'Av after chatzos, so push off the mingle to after chatzos. The Ramah says the minhag is very shayna. The minhag is we make the bris before chatzos, after davening and after kinnis. I was clarifying a little bit according to this first day that says to make the bris before chatzos is a bedafka. What if somebody wants to be ma'arech in davening and be is it pshat that if you're ma'arech in davening, you're ma'arech in kinnis, daven the way you always do, sikkens the way you always do, and when you finish, if it's for chatzos, you can make the bris, but you don't have to finish for chatzos, you can keep on going. You know, Shmuel Auerbach says kinnis mamas a whole day. He sits on the floor, he's surrounded by tamidim. This kinnis goes way past chatzos, he's mamas a whole day. Doesn't mean you have to rush it. If you finish, then you make the bris, you don't wait. But is there a kapeda coin the first day? No, but daf can make the bris before chatzos to make it early in the day. I'm not sure about that. But there is. Well, maybe, you know, for the reason why the mitzvah, you know, it's late bris as it is, what? So you're saying this day is only if you finish. If you haven't finished, that's my other side. Right? If you finish, then yes. Okay. So stuff with me, but yeah, maybe. But the Yisro Shem Zaman, if you have this bris ming on Tisha B'Av, which comes out before Chatzos, like the Ramah, can the father and the son agree a talis? The minig is the father and the son agree a talis on tefillin. Them is the greatest Indian that everybody should keep the tefillin on by a bris. They stay the two oises, they should have the oise of tefillin together with the oise of the bris. But Chopoch, the father and the son, they're makbet to wear a talis on tefillin. Now, tefillin, no one asked them, should they put on tefillin before Chatzos? That seems to be partial you don't do. But how about Chopoch the talis? Nobody wears a talis before Chatzos, but can they put on a talis for the bris mila. So Rosh Hashanah answered, it's a shari tshuva in Hilchasit to Simin Yudches. This is cut in Beis, from the Knesset Gedoyla. This is even by bris mila, the Aviha Ben and son should not wear talis. It's really the first shari tshuva of this Bekiyas here. Because this halacha, if you're not to wear, if the father and the son that could wear talis for the bris mila on Tisha B'Av, it's not in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. It's in Hilchasit. It's not the end of Eruch Chaim, it's the beginning of Eruch Chaim, Simin Yudches. It's a merdeg Bekiyas. I'm sorry, it's going to be late, but there's a few other things. But this one other shayna zach. In the kina that we mentioned, it's also the piyut of Muslim Kippur. We say with the Bryce that it happens to be an episode of Nosim Perek Amachet Lacha Gimel of the Sar Hurigim Malchus. In the Sar Hurigim Malchus, part of it is it says after the Hariga of Shimon Ben Gamliel, it says not to be Shmolka and Golu Roishay, but Nosim Nagavoysav. The Shmolka and Golo took the Nifta, the horror of Shimon ben Gamliel, and he put him on his lap. Some Einav al Einav. He put his eyes on his eyes, a Piv al Piv, and his mouth on his mouth. Yama Pem Meskal B'Tayr. He said he took a Hesper on him. The floor in Ksubis Tafkimli is the Kasher. The Shmolka and Golo was a Kayin. He was Kayin Golo. How can you metame to Shimon ben Gamliel? He's metame for Maga. He touched him. He's metame for Masa. He held him on his lap. He's metame for Oil. He leaned over him. He's Mamash Alan Tameis. That's the floor's Kasher. Others ask on this haflah, they don't understand the whole kash to begin with, because it's Pesach Yerushalmi and the Rambam Shulchan Aruch even bringing down halacha that by nasi should be Yisrael, a few can go to metaming a nasi Yisrael. Shimon was a nasi. Oh, that's what I meant to say. I was thinking Pashup Shad Naflah is that the din in the kavur and the hot and levaya, the metame. But the haflah is in kash over here wasn't the kavur, wasn't the levaya. How was it going to be metame? For Moshe, Nigus Moshe, Chaim Chen Balance, Simon Samach Tes, Eitzches, he wants to answer with a svar like this. He says, since Rav Shmuel Kohen Gadol knew he would not be Oisik in the Kavur of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that he would not be able to be Oisik, he said, this is the Kavod Achron he's able to give him. He's like, the whole head of the Yishami is to give a Kavod Achron is made to gain some Leviath. I feel Kohen Gadol is Metamis Nasi, but if you knew that you cannot be Metame, you're not going to be able to go to Leviath, Chaparayan, the Kavod Achron, yes, that's what he did until Mais, until Mais Esbit. And the Shlomo Zalman says different teretz. The Shlomo Zalman said teretz like this. He said the Shlomo Kohen Gadol knew that the Hagmoin, the Russia that was killing them, was watching, and he realized that while he's doing the shtuk hesped, the Hagmoin is going to watch, be interested in what's going on over here, some ein of ein of, and will give him gunum chayisha. He won't kill him. And the kuach nevish of chayisha, he said that's techukot erkuma. The Shlomo Zalman erach. Agad, these being down, I found it very interesting. In the Licha Shleima, they said they once showed Rosh Zaman a Ksav Yad from one of the Gedolei Achrenim. They don't see which one. And in this Ksav Yad, this Achren was Zeyashtak and Kegan, where people say that the Sur Yogi Malchus was Ba'ovi Mechiris Yosef. It was like a par for the Shiftei Ka. What they did, the 10 Shvatim of the Shiftei Ka, what they did selling Yosef, they needed a kapar and Shvat the Sur Yogi Malchus was upon them. And he's very against that. He said, how could you say that in the Shiftei Ka that they needed such a kapara, Zashrekach a kapara, Sar Yogi Malchus? He's very against it. So Shlomo Zalman told them they shouldn't print it. He said, today this Peshat is Mekubal. And it's a Ran Medrashim, today we have a Ran Medrashim, Muslim from Kisiyaz, we have rights to it. And it's not a cover for this Akron to go say it's a
Ran
Gai. Yeah, it says, and Shlomo Zalman said, even though he was very big on, he believed it's a great zach to print all Kisvi Yodis of the Vilni Achrenim, Befat the Achrenim that Makubutas. We should work on printing it, but you don't go print something that's not going to be a cover for him. If it would be a printed safe, he said, you're reprinting it, maybe you don't take it out. But it was a nice zach, nice stuff, you don't print it out. Another interesting thing in that period of the Sari Malchus, we say, if you pay attention and look at it, then look at it closely, we say, Yom Erev Shabbos Hoya, Zman Kiddush, it was the time of Kiddush, Friday night, V'yikadosh V'yikur Achev, Sholfolob, Yotzen Ishmosi Bar Olikim, one of the Tanayim was Nifta, as he said the words, Bar Olikim. So in the Hari Kedem, he's Medayik, you see from here that Zman Tanayim, they were saying V'yachulu. Not mentioned anywhere. When did Ve'echumul start? It seems to be a Shtukul Minig. The Bracha of Kiddush is the Bracha, but to say by the Pesukim Ve'echumul, when did that start? You don't find it anywhere in Shas or Chazalim. But you see, to say Ve'echumul? Okay. Oh, when it started, the Sabbath Zman Tanayim. But he said, from here you have it from the Kina, we see, which is obviously Muslim, we see was the time of Surya Malchus, they're already saying it. Yeah. One other kashrut of Shlomo Zalman, he used to ask him, how come in the kinnis by Alei Tzion, the last kinnis, we stand up? He never understood why. He says, this is part of the kinnis, and kinnis is a vain assistant, say it's sitting on the floor. What's up is we all stand up? We blive serchian, I don't stand up without minikansim. And just one last halacha, he talks about Tishba of Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. Tishba comes out on Shabbos even, and you have an Ufrif that week, what should you do? Someone's getting married after Tishba B'Av, that Thursday after Shabbos is Tishba, Tishba Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Sunday is Tishba B'Nidcha, but already a few days later he's getting married, you make an Ufrif. So Shlomo Zalman said that Egedeng, that Amol, people used to talk a push off the Ufrif earlier, make it a week earlier for that reason, not to make an Ufrif on Tishba Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. But Shlomo Zalman said he holds personally not. He said, "Not few mazals and cover Shabbos lochos. We don't do any abeilos with Asiya. We make a suit of finger kedushah and b'shaitai." Yeah. He meant more the whole simcha. He said, "You should do it." Right. There's two hagoyis in that sefer, which is also in the Dvar Halacha. They write b'shem Hashem Zaman, but don't make the simcha megantz pirsim. Don't invite extra people. Just make it with whoever's in shul. But on the bottom, in the Ochas Halacha, he says, "Faked." He said, "Hashem Zaman said faked." Do it mamish the way you'd always do it. Don't be mazals on Shabbos. The chashan is getting aliyah. He writes, "Yizukul of mantikim." You throw the bigs. You sing by the aliyah. You should make a ganz the kiddush. He says one thing: by the kiddush, you don't have to sing. And I think he means because labdafka that we always sing by kiddush. So since we don't always sing, don't go sing bedafka because it shouldn't be. That's not a thing of fasiyah. The Rebbe says, "Yiratzun shehapach yom meilum yagan simcha v'yizgal tzedek v'mehev yamein amen."